You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoulder to shoulder, shields high. Welcome to the Buck Sexton Show.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, November 25th edition. This is the Black Friday show. I'm here in New York City. We got a lot to talk about. They're getting rid of law school admission tests, LSAT. Why are they doing that? I'm going to tell you about it. It's actually a pretty big deal when you think about the implications, because the Supreme Court's looking at the usage of race in college admissions, including law school and grad school admissions across the board. We will be talking about why they're getting rid of this in just a moment. Also, ESG, the Biden administration saying ESG can now be taken into account, environmental, social governance, with your investments for your 401k. So you think you're investing to make more money for the long term, and there's a fiduciary responsibility to your retirement that comes from just making the best investments possible. But no, in fact, they want climate change and other things like that to be taken into account. And then finally, China is locking people down. And guess what? A lot of libs here in America are still thinking that Fauci and the lockdown mentality is somehow anything short of completely insane. We'll discuss that coming up here in just a second. But you know what cyber criminals want? Your personally identifiable information, your PII. Where do they get this? Well, you give it to companies, right? Because you've got to be interacting with them online. And then they use that information to take out loans in your name. It gets put on the dark web. They'll sell it. They'll sell huge tranches of personally identifiable information after a breach, which happens to these big companies all the time. They have a breach. Your info is out there. And then they take out loans in your name, credit card in your name. Your identity is stolen. It is a giant mess. So what can you do about this? LifeLock. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. LifeLock by Norton gives you a way to fight back against this madness and to have somebody who actually has your back in the process. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you're probably not going to spot on your own, like loans taken out on your name. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, which can happen to all of us, it's happened to me, a dedicated U.S.-based LifeLock restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or head to LifeLock.com and use promo code BUCK for 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK or promo code BUCK for 25% off. Highly, highly recommended. All right. So why are they getting rid of law school admission tests? Well, because there is a war on merit in this country. You've probably recognized this. This is what's going on. They want to get the left has wanted to get rid of the SAT, get rid of the LSAT, get rid of the GMAT for business school, get rid of the MCAT for medical school, because they don't want there to be anything objective in higher education to separate out people based upon ability and academic skill. They don't want that data to exist because that interferes with the woke agenda of the left. That interferes with what they're trying to do. And what they want, as you know, is to be able to take people based upon race and to create the perfect diverse class based upon what they think on superficial characteristics, skin color, ethnicity, things like that, make up diversity. Now, getting rid of the LSAT as a mandate for law schools, which is what they're doing, is all a part of this. This is the goal here, is to make sure they can keep taking people who are minorities, who are protected minorities, like not Asians, but who are other minority groups, Native Americans, African Americans, to some extent Latinos, to take them. And by the way, there's a hierarchy even within those groups of what these schools will do. This is all now, because there's numbers, because there's data that exists, this is all now a matter of fact. There's no question about this going on. And schools, while the Supreme Court is looking at this, are trying to find ways to continue this kind of clear racial discrimination, which we should all understand. Racial discrimination is wrong, whether it is positive or negative discrimination. It is wrong. It is unconstitutional. It is unethical. But the left is all in on this, in part because I think the Democrat Party realizes that they absolutely need to have things that they are giving to minority communities in order to keep the votes coming to Democrats. So what has been referred to by Justice Alito as the racial spoils system of affirmative action must continue because, one, white liberals have a ton of white guilt, as we know. Oh, my gosh, you know, what am I going to do? I need to give money to Black Lives Matter or else people will think I'm racist. White liberals have a ton of white guilt. That's one part of this. But also the Democrat Party needs to have massive majorities of minority voters coming out for them or else they will never win another national election. Right. If they were to get, you know, even just 75% of the black vote in a lot of states, it'd be all over. Republicans would win. They know that. So they're trying to find things that they can continue to push so that they are buying off voters, essentially. And so racial discrimination in favor of historically oppressed minorities is one of the giveaways that Democrats want to keep in place. And they also want the power to just decide what is skill and ability and who is on the pathways from these elite institutions to high paying jobs, prominence in our society, and power. This is ultimately about power. And the LSAT gets in the way because certain minority groups, especially at places like Yale Law School, Harvard Law School, dramatically underperform their peers in hyper-competitive environments. I think Yale Law School takes 4 or 5% of applicants, might even be more like 2 or 3% of applicants, tiny. But there are people who get in who have much lower grades and much lower LSATs, particularly lower LSATs, because that's somewhat objective. Grades, you know, people can make that up as they go along, depending on the school, much lower, but they still get in over people that had much better LSATs, they call it, right? So this is all a part of it. And I want to talk to you about ESG for your 401k, which may not sound like a big deal, but we're talking about huge financial institutions with trillions of dollars on the balance sheet that are increasingly finding ways and being pushed to find ways to use your money, which you think is for your retirement, and so you should be seeking the best return and the most objective means possible of getting that return. You think that's the goal. I'm here to tell you they're increasingly telling you ESG is actually really important for you. So investing in, we'll talk more about it in a second. I love the MyPillow products. I sleep on my pillows. I got the My Slippers. I've got the My Towel sets. This is just my home products company number one. And Mike Lindell's a great guy. He's a champion of free speech, champion of the show, a friend of mine. And that's MyPillow is just an amazing company. Great products, great prices, all American, patriotic. Once you try their stuff, you're going to love it. For example, the Giza Dream Sheets, so ultra soft and breathable, but very durable as well. Easy to clean, easy to wash and keep them fresh. The Giza Dream Sheets are at the lowest price ever right now. Sheets coming in as low as $29.99 with promo code BUCK. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty. Now for the holiday season, they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th will come with their money-back guarantee extended until March 1st, 2023. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square, check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets along with other limited-time offers. Enter promo code BUCK for these great limited-time specials. That's MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Specials, enter promo code BUCK. So, ESG and Biden, they're trying to find ways to remove the fiduciary responsibility that people who are managing your retirement money have to get the best possible return. So there's a new rule change the Biden administration has put into effect. They did it Thanksgiving week, by the way. They're doing it when no one's paying attention. The Labor Department that says they are clarifying the 1974 Employee Retirement Income Security Act, which requires that retirement plan sponsors act solely in the interest of participants and beneficiaries. It's really straightforward. People managing the money for your retirement are supposed to act only for the benefit of the people in the plan, as in the investors that have given this money over. How can I get you the best possible return? How can I make the smartest moves for you and your retirement plan? That used to be the rule. Oh, but now the rule, and this affects asset managers, you know, these huge institutions, you know, BlackRock and these other places that have all this, all these retirement funds, all this, you know, Vanguard, is that a, quote, a fiduciary may conclude that climate-related factors, including government regulations and policies to mitigate climate change, can be relevant to a risk-return analysis of an investment. So they can direct money toward Green New Deal lunacy. Your retirement money can now go toward Green New Deal craziness, not because it's even going to make you money. That's the point. But because it's something they think is necessary to save the planet. That's where this is now. Even if it costs you money, even if it harms your retirement, they are now free, because otherwise you'd be able to sue them. Right? What do you mean you're investing in like this weird windmill company? I'm trying to retire here, buddy. You've crushed my investment portfolio with this stupid decision making. Now it's going to be, well, you know, we thought we had to put 30% of your investment into, you know, Green New Deal compliant technology or Green New Deal companies. That is happening right now. See, the left, they understand they're playing this game for power at all levels and in all ways. It's not just about elections to them. It's about funding. It's about propaganda, the media. It's about government regulation. It's about the deep state and the bureaucracy. It's about control of Hollywood and academia and all the institutions of power. We on the right are always saying, well, let's just find a way to get along and let's not do anything that's that harsh or hasty. And, you know, this is what happens, folks. It's the reality we're up against. If you ever thought about being a real estate investor, listen up. You got to check out my friends at Done For You Real Estate. I've bought multiple houses now. I'm a Done For You client. I have had such a good experience, so much success, and learned so much as a real estate investor in just a few years that I brought my two brothers on board too as Done For You Real Estate investors. So we now are building out a portfolio of houses. We're doing so well with it. And I'm telling you, once you see what Done For You system is, and how they pull all this together, you're going to be really impressed. You're going to want to work with them, too. They take you from every step of the investment process, figuring out what region you want to invest in, what house you should get, good price for you, who the broker is you should work with, get the loan, get the management company, get the tenant in place. And then that free cash flow starts coming to you every month, and you're paying off that mortgage and building up equity. It is a great system. To learn how to do this, just like I do it, go to doneforyoubuck.com. Again, doneforyoubuck.com. I brought multiple friends into this as well. Everyone's had such a good experience. They're really good guys. You learn a lot. You want to be a real estate investor. Invest in tangible assets that grow in value over time and provide people really nice homes. You know, it's a good exchange of capitalism here. It's great. Doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com. Now, in China, you know, they're locking people down. In China, they're locking people down still. Cities, whole cities are locked down. The Xinjiang province, which is out in the kind of west of China, has been on lockdown for months. And, you know, they're having breakthrough COVID cases at the highest levels they've seen in years. And they're having a lot of people go to the ICU with COVID because guess what? By shutting down their whole society over and over again, they haven't made them safe from COVID. They've just made sure that people don't develop herd immunity. So they are even more susceptible to COVID than they would otherwise be had they just gone through the normal process, because it's made people sicker. It's hurt their mental health. People have gained weight. People have not had enough sunlight, and they've had all this anxiety. Anxiety lessens your immunity. And there's been so much economic devastation and destruction from this. It was all a mess. All of it was the wrong thing to do. And I just think increasingly everyone needs to realize that what's happened in China is something that the libs in this country, if they could get away with it, they would do it here. If they could find a way, they would have that level of power. They might not want to lock down right away, but they might have that level of power over all of us if they could. And they want that level of power is the point. And they look at China and what they're doing there, locking down right now millions and millions, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of people because of COVID. They have a zero COVID policy in the largest country in the world, over a billion people. They have a zero COVID policy and they got nothing but COVID all over the place because it doesn't work. That's one thing. It's not just like they're being heavy-handed. They're being heavy-handed with no benefit, but they won't stop because the people in charge, there's an arrogance to power. And the more power is accumulated, whether in this country or in China, by people who are authoritarian in their mindset and overly emotional and incapable of dealing with reason, fact, and logic and just want what they want when they want it, the arrogance of power means that there is no check, there is no break on the madness. So there you go. That's what I got for you. Enjoy your holiday weekend, everybody. We'll be back with you Monday. Shields high.